guys, time for Happy Hour, and joining me this evening is RT producer Jenny Churchill and Mike Riggs, associate editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Evening. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
What did you say?
I said evening, evening.
I missed it. Yeah. I missed it.
Do you think he was attacking you already?
Are you trying to fight? I haven't even gotten to the stories yet, Mike. Okay, so Occupy Wall Street. Obviously, they're not all that friendly with Mayor Bloomberg anymore, and so they had this whole plan that they were going to go outside of Mayor Bloomberg's Manhattan house, and they were going to hold a drum circle and surround him. It didn't quite work out that way. They had to actually be a little bit farther off down the street, but they still got their drum circle in. I love that drum circles are like their way. It's like death by drum circle. Can you imagine if Mayor Bloomberg actually had to stand in the middle of one for like an hour? What would happen to him?
It'd be excruciating. I don't think it could be any worse than the sound of his own voice. But I'm just glad that these people are not like wasting their energy by like voting or, you know, like trying to find a candidate to oppose him or something, or like signing petitions, because that stuff is all
idiots.
It's a total waste of time. Drum circles totally work. I mean, they've got to get a little bit closer for the magic power, because I think there's like an aura around the drum circle, and I don't think Bloomberg's house was in it.
Have you been to Occupy Wall Street? Because the drum circle is literally the most horrific thing you will ever experience.
Has it caused lots of problems?
Visions within the movement. Like, if there's one thing that's starting to break, or for a while was really breaking Zuccotti Park, was this debate over whether they would adhere to some of the demands made by the people that live around the park and actually cut down their drumming to 2 hours a day versus those that say that that's what where the energy comes from. They keep the whole thing moving.
Totally. Dear God, please stop drumming.
I might propose a law that would make drum circles actually torture. And I think I'm going to include.
Ridiculous.
I think I'm going to include
drum circles.
Wasn't it torture when we like made all those people listen to like Metallica and stuff?
That's what I was going to say. It's Guantanamo, or the woman who claimed that she was tortured by listening
to
Rush
the
Limbaugh.
Same thing. If you're standing on the street corner listening to a drum circle,
Mayor Bloomberg
as if you're
no choice.
Guantanamo Bay,
he has no choice.
Who's in shackles?
He's
sitting in
his
cell,
he's trapped in his mansion.
He's
like
trapped
in his mansion.
On end.
All those Zuccotti Park campers, they couldn't leave. It's the only place they have to go. I disagree with Jenny. I hate laws.
I think it's funny because it would be a really good way to annoy him. I don't think that drum circles are in any way.
I say we outlaw Rush Limbaugh.
That would definitely drive him crazy.
Oh my God, please stop.
Rush
Limbaugh. The only
thing
dumber than drum circles are Jenny's suggestions right now. So.
Zing. I like that. Okay, let's move on to the next story. Shepard Fairey, I think everybody knows him because before, when Obama was campaigning to be president, there was this hope poster that, you know, it was everywhere. I feel like everyone, you know, there were stickers, they were all over everyone's cars. You just saw this poster everywhere. Then now Shepard Fairey is kind of having mixed emotions about President Obama. And so he's done a new poster where he is supporting the Occupy movement. And there you see the guy with the Guy Fawkes masks on with a little hoodie, apparently looking like a hoodlum. But he still wrote that he sees Obama as a potential ally for the Occupy movement. I don't know.
Huge
sellout.
That's the worst sellout
I've
ever seen.
He's not a sellout because he like started making money off all his crappy Obey Giant posters. He's a sellout because he supported a Democrat, which is like the least hip, rebellious, anarchic thing to do. I like those too. I hate the Hope poster, and I also hate this idea.
Them crappy, so are you taking it back?
Yeah, they're crappy posters, but I don't hate them. The Obey Giant posters, I don't know. They don't really like inspire me to do anything, but. This stuff is awful.
The biggest sellout thing I've ever seen. I had this poster everyone loved, and guess what? People don't like Obama anymore. Now everyone likes Occupy Wall Street. So I'm just going to put a different face in the same poster.
He has been expressing his personal discontent with Obama for a long time. Like, you know, basically a couple months after Obama got into office, people obviously wanted to follow back up with Shepard Fairey because he was somebody that helped make his face such a staple, and he has been saying that he is not happy with the president. So it's not necessarily like, oh, something else is cool now, so I'll join on. But I think he's kind of trying to play both sides. I don't know.
I want to know what AP photo he plagiarized to make his Occupy poster. Because plagiarized?
Yeah, no, that was like a whole debate. Was that AP
plagiarize a photo if you take a picture and then make like something else out of it. I mean, but that's just where artists, there's no such thing as plagiarizing in the same
way. You're right. I just want to know who he ripped off. Not plagiarized. I just want to know who he ripped off.
I disagree. I think it's your rendition
you don't want to know who he ripped
of
off?
somebody's.
You
don't care? Photo.
You don't want to be told who he ripped off to do it?
Who was it?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Somebody should get to the, you know, Andrew Breitbart should get to the bottom of who
Shepard Fraser is. He will,
I'm
sure.
Yeah. He will, because you know.
Because he watches the show religiously.
Of course, yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay, let's move on. Mike's making me angry tonight. No, I'm just kidding. Let's move on to Pamela Geller, another person that drives me completely up the wall. She claims that she loves Muslims. Take a look at her. This is a clip of her explaining why she loves them so much, even though she constantly talks about how horrible they are.
I love Muslims. The Ground Zero Mosque is an offensive insult. It's a stab in the eye. I have no problem with mosques across the city. But we're talking about history, an Islamic history of building triumphal mosques on the cherished sites of conquered lands.
All right, so that's, I guess you could say that's how she really got her name first, just because she was so opposed to this Ground Zero Mosque, or you could just call it the Park 51 Community Center. You know, she has
Let's call it what it is. Her, it's a triumphal mosque. Okay?
Her blog, but now this is really just getting crazy. So she's calling for a boycott of Butterball, accusing the company of selling stealth halal turkeys. She's angry that they're prepared in accordance with Muslim dietary laws, excuse me. And she said, across this great country, on Thanksgiving tables nationwide, infidel Americans are unwittingly going to be serving halal turkeys to their families this Thursday. Turkeys that are halal certified, who wants that? Especially on a day on which we're giving thanks to God for our freedom.
I think a halal turkey is the closest Butterball is ever going to get to like aligning its interests with the slow food movement, because it takes forever to like make a turkey kosher, right? Or what's the,
well,
what's
that's the
word?
She doesn't have a problem with kosher foods,
yeah,
apparently.
Yes.
It's only
it's
about
the
halal
same thing.
Food.
They wear a different hat and they like say slightly different gibberish when they pray. It's not a whole lot different.
And so the thing is, it's so similar that in countries where they've banned, you know, these halal foods, they've also banned kosher foods because they're so similar.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to me because if you caught in that quote, she does the whole G slash D thing,
yeah,
because she's Jewish. And it just makes
you
me so frustrated.
Say o if you're
right.
Jewish, you can't and write the letter O.
It's not allowed.
It's blasphemy, kind of. But so it just makes me so frustrated because you know that she's never going to go out and be like, Americans in ballparks everywhere are eating kosher Franks. We must end this.
Yeah.
Of course not. And you know, I thought Adam Serwer made some good points about this today about how, oh, that's not just a sign of these companies, you know, responding to market demands, things you could call
it
American.
Totally, but she's not a capitalist, because if she were, she would have been fine with the Park 51 Community Center. So, which was like raising its own money to build that.
Yeah. So apparently, if you buy Butterball turkeys, you are waging jihad against the United States, according to Pamela Geller. Let's move on to our last story. This one is called FBI Friday, and this is another thing coming out from Anti-Sec. Take a look.
As part of our ongoing effort to expose and humiliate our white hat enemies, we targeted a special agent supervisor of the Californian Department of Justice in charge of computer crime investigations. We are leaking over 38,000 private emails which contain detailed computer forensics techniques.
All right, so this is where you really start seeing like the breakdown and the war begin, because it's not just Anonymous going after PayPal because they shut down something to WikiLeaks. You know, they're getting personal. This is Anti-Sec going after the white hat hackers because they don't like hackers that are helping.
And this is like Voldemort going after Dumbledore or something. Like the nerd armies are preparing for war, and it's absolutely terrifying, especially with that Peanut Man monocle thing. I don't know. I'm just horrified.
Well,
they're probably going to hack
they're
me for making these jokes on your show now. I'm going to
go
home.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I got to wrap it. Okay, you have.
No.
Okay, sorry, Jenny.
You
didn't mean to cut you off, but I got to wrap it. Thanks for joining me.